Diverse role, once again, can be a product substitute. The marketing role of information material can be a product substitute. Instead of physically enjoying or seeing the, you can get few information from the tourism brochure. So it's a product substitute. You understand the product by reading the brochure. For example, about Dubai. What you can do in Dubai, you can read this wonderful brochure and that becomes your product knowledge. Of course, physically, to avail that, you need to be there in Dubai to get to learn about it, to experience about it. But the product substitute is a brochure. It provides reassurance and tangible focus for expectation. What I would get, what I would be able to see. Oh, I will be able to see a museum where I can see the traditional setup of an Arab society, a Bedouin society, a Dubai resident, how they were living before modernization happened, before electricity came in, how they were keeping their houses cool. AC is very recent addition in last 80 or 100 years. But the houses in Bedouin Bell were built how? They had cooling tower. That would be exhibited in the brochure with a write-up and possibly in one of the museums which is exhibiting the traditional lifestyle of a Bedouin life. Where can you learn all this? The guide would speak, definitely. But before that, as a product substitute, you have a brochure in front of you. So student, please imagine what is the importance of tourist brochure. You cannot just go to a destination, land there, and think, okay, let's do something. I've come here all the way from 5,000 miles, and I'm here in a city, a destination, and I'm all out for fun. Okay, who can help me? So help to reduce the time required to reach and contact the customer. So this brochure itself will speak volumes. It will not necessarily identify, but the customer himself or herself walk up to the point of sale and book. So both facilitation and sales promotion and merchandising role. So we have spoken the role that a tourism brochure can do, and they have done wonders in the past. Yes, lot of tourists have gone to destination by reading Lonely Planet guidebook. They have, because historical element written by authentic content writer. Authenticity can't be challenged because they check before printing. Because a brand name like Lonely Planet would print and give information with authenticity. It is not prepared by someone who is just creating when it could be fake. But no, some of the brochures are full of information with authenticity, with reliance, with recommendation, with guiding, and so on. So this tourist brochure can also work as a guide if you are not hiring some guide. Detail information. For example, Siam Republic in Cambodia, the whole belt where they have Buddhist temple, which were earlier Hindu temple, now converted to Buddhist temple. There you would learn through books, travel guides, that 1,000 years back, when this whole area was fully flourishing, a population of 1 million people was staying in that the vicinity of Angkor Wat. It's one of the favorite destinations as a historical tourist attraction. A lot of international tourists go down to Siem, to this Angkor Wat in Siem Reap, which is in the northern part of Cambodia. So student, I've tried to share with you mostly why travel brochures are printed. It is not just a piece of information. It gives you very embarrassing feeling when you see a brochure badly used. Yes, because the brochure is an information book full of information, and people have been misusing. I've seen them. Respect that brochure, because that is containing information which you need to talk to X number of people to get and grab that opinion, learn about it. So you can proudly keep this with you. The facilitation role, it helps in creating awareness. Obviously, you learn about a destination by reading a travel brochure, and you can proudly share with your people that, yes, oh, this is a myth. Actually, this is a fact. It helps in creating awareness, boosting sales promotion. Obviously, by reading it, the interest of going to the destination rises in you, and it boosts sales. Acting as a product replacement, we have seen this, that instead of going to the place, you have already read about it. So you know when this city was built, what work has been carried out, what calamity this city had, what work has been done to uplift the capacity, what existed here. For that, you need to possibly go to museum, archives, speak to guide, learn about from the local habitat and so on, which all come in a travel information brochure. And encouraging product use and facilitation of information. So something which many tourists may not be going. They would say, there is a lane here where XYZ historical place, archaeological place exists. Take a walk up to there. There is an old temple which is 5,000 years old, famous for Shiva or something. Just an information. A means of customer's education. And you become well informed. You get educated. If you put an effort, possibly you become a travel guide. If you have the communication skill, yes, there are a lot of tourist guides who do read these travel information brochures from various sources, and they enrich themselves to talk to the tourist guide. To the tourist. Moving further, the distribution part. Now, they have to be fairly distributed. The information material must reach to the right kind of audience, the target market. There's no point that going to Channawala, because he would roll it and give you nuts or peanuts or chickpeas into that, because it is of a very fine quality. It should reach to the right person. And that's why nowadays, the distribution takes place. Some of the tourism board charge you for taking the brochure. Especially in UK, I've seen brochures being sold, printed by the tourism offices, because they want it to reach to the right person. Sometimes you find on the brochure, this is not for sale. So no one can sell it. It is for distribution. Okay? So, advertisement, insert, card, print in media. We are looking in material must reach to the right type of people. They also contain, to cover the cost, they put some ads into it so that the printing cost is reduced. Interaction with existing customer. Door-to-door delivery, direct distribution. If you write to a tourism board for Russia, in Delhi, at Barakamba, you send a mail and they would send a bunch of information from there to you. Of course, many don't love to take the printed brochure, because right now, anything that is carrying with the weightage, we avoid, because airlines are very specific about the baggage allowances they give. Door-to-door delivery, participation in industries, in specific exhibition and travel trade show. This is an area where a lot of walk-in. The footfall is very high, especially the travel trade shows, which is exclusive meant for travel agent, tour operators, and those who are linked with travel industry. And there it is distributed. But my observation is at these travel trade shows, because they have come all the way from some other city, they pick up little number of brochures, because they have the weight issue, as I said. Who are the most important people who pick up? The end user. Someone is planning a holiday in the coming month of, say, in December and January, and there's an exhibition happening in, at, say, Bombay Exhibition Ground. So they will walk, they will go there, talk to tourism board, hoteliers, various associations, and pick up brochures. So they are well informed about it. Furthermore, the distribution part, material must reach to the right kind of audience. Taking the help of retail or small-scale travel agency for distribution. So they'll give you 50 brochures to a travel agent who is contacting and selling to the middle-income group. They want to have a brochure. So along with the talk and sales talk, they would give a piece, one information literature, which proudly they would go home and discuss more, and then come and book. Collaborative distribution via marketing, constrayer, and trade association. This is again a distribution channel where you approach, say, a Thai Travel Agents Association of India, or TAFI, Travel Agent Federation of India. These are various trade associations. They also stock, but my observation is many associations, because of the storing problem, they don't indulge much into distribution of brochure, simply because it's cost and then storage. Distribution via web, and that is the electronic, because more and more end users are depending on web. We want to be free from paper, and that's what is happening. Many of them would take a QR code, scan it, and there it is. They can read at their ease without keeping a brochure. But as I also said, that keeping a brochure means ownership. I can open up in the middle of the night and see. I can open up this on a height of a hill where there's no internet. I can still read it, and so on. With the growth in online, I just touched up base onto this, taking electronic brochures. One may explore following activities. These are extension of online advertising. E-brochures, many of tourism board. To mention you, Singapore Tourism Board, Australia Tourism Board have given up printing brochures, except few. They print only few brochures. Rest are loaded onto their website, which you can download or can read that. Some are for reading only, some can be downloaded, and you can keep it in a PDF format. Podcasting also is the extension online. Mail list marketing through a data that you could get from anywhere, and then to them you mail it. Online publication, e-zines. There are various online publications, Lonely Planet, you have got Outlook. These are all travel magazines. National Geography, how can we forget? They create great awareness for the natural tourist destination. So all these online publications are being read by the potential tourists. News group marketing. There are industry-related travel magazines. And they have various groups, DDPL, for example, Prince Trav Talk, and various other related MICE. They have these type of hospitality related. They have different division, and that's a news group marketing. So you go through them. And landing pages, okay? So with that, we are having a look at Kerala Tourism Board's brochure for various things. Like Fort Kochi has been shown. Go camping. You can do activities like camping and a catalog of festival Kerala, hotspot of adventure, all have been clarified and identified to you in different brochures. Most important thing, student, please observe, brochures are printed in a manner that they carry a brand image. So by looking at the brochure, you can say, well, this is Madhya Pradesh Tourism Board brochure, because they have the special format that they adopt. And it may change, but most of the brochures would have information about what they would are showing and the brand of specifically God's own country, Kerala, that would keep appearing on identical. Yeah? So what they call it, signature brochures. Many a time they give templates. A private sector tour operator would like to use their template, and they can fit in information related to their product using those type of templates. Gujarat Tourism, Artistic Ahmedabad, Khushbu Gujarat Ki, who is the brand ambassador for Gujarat? Amitabh Bachchan, of course. And you have got the religious site, you have got the beach, spectacular Surat, and others, the temples, the Statue of Unity near the river. Now, this was promoted, this had been built about 2-3 years back, or more than that, I believe, but it still didn't get the amount of tourists that we need. So from time and again, government is putting up additional facilities, services, so that the arrival of international and domestic tourism go on rise. Now they are doing a special beach type of aircraft which can be used to reach this and have an excellent view of the river which is flowing there. Right, this is Karnataka, typical example. You see the identity in the brochure, the font being used, the logo being used, and even the template contains the information. And that identifies that, yes, this is from a specific tourism board. Moving further, information material, whether distributed physically in print or virtually via the internet, it takes care of the marketing mix. And what are those? Same 4 P's, product, price, promotion, and place. All this we have learned in the beginning. They carry on this more important message, what the product representation, what the price. Mostly prices don't appear. That's what my observation. Contact, especially trade brochures. Because they should be neutral. There should be a teaser, a creator, a bait, which can generate interest. Pricing is always, I haven't seen much pricing being put. They'll say contact. Prices are put as a separate sheet attached, not appearing on the brochure itself. So like, yes, IRCTC or MTDC, various resorts, they do have printed rate, but that's given as a separate attachment and not part of the brochure. Because if it is sold to a wholesaler, a distributor, he or she may add up their markup, ultimately result into dispute of the pricing. So pricing is shared separately, for which the distributor takes their own opinion on sharing it. They will always write to us, call us, we will give the rate. It also has the promotional. So all 4 P's, once again, product, price, promotion, and place. The part of the distribution process that represent location for the customer. So with this, we are moving further. In addition to the above information, material facilitate customers' experience and feeling of the recreation and value for money. So arrive there and go for your bungee jumping. And they would say, what's the height? What jump you take? What precaution to be taken? If you have heart problem, absolute no-no. People of certain age group, no-no. All these information and experience are shown with beautifully shot pictures. Development of relationship with repeat customer. And obviously, who could be your best client if you continue to make him visit your destination again? These repeat travelers are great asset to a tourist destination because they become, in a way, ambassador of their product because they have spoken, they themselves are satisfied. So obviously, they would talk more about the tourist destination. Information materials are also important because this is a service industry and we need to provide service in form of information. The industry's information, they are depending. That is why some of the brochures prepared by Tourism Board also have the marketing element with the commercial element linked to it. So they will welcome ads into those type of brochures so that not only the costs can be covered, but also would identify service providers. For example, if you are going to Mumbai, what are the top hotels there in the category of 5, 4, 3, 2 star hotel? And you can decide, yes, a hotel is available, Holiday Inn, at the airport, call them for the pricing. Go to your travel agent, book that, and so on. So information and communication technology development has provided a wide scope for cost saving as compared to using traditional print material, which has come in the form of e-brochures, as I mentioned. So they are now not printing in hard copies of the travel brochures. As I mentioned, few of the International Tourism Board have done away with the printed brochure. Even if you go to their stand or ask them, they would share you a link. They would welcome you to go down to their webpage, go down to their virtual reality link, go down to their photo gallery and download because there is no restriction. You can use them in promoting along with your brochures. Well, that comes to an end of our unit and chapter number 16. I was sharing with you information with regard to promotional brochures and information manuals with guidebook. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, thankfully acknowledging your attention and closing today's talk. Thank you.